Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Dear brothers and sisters, pattern your lives after mine and learn from those who follow our example. For I've often said to you before, and I say it again with tears in my eyes, that there are many whose conduct shows they're really enemies of the cross of Christ. Paul doesn't pull his punches, does he? He tells it like it is. Declaring that some people were enemies of Christ seems very harsh. But he knew that it was essential for the Philippian Christians to know the difference between those who were true followers of Christ and those who were fighting against him. Paul said that he himself was the person they should be emulating. I don't interpret this as arrogance, but as a matter of necessity. The Christians in Philippi, most of whom had been very young in their faith, needed to have a clear example of what it meant to follow Christ in everyday life. As Paul wrote this, he was in prison, so he invited them to pattern their lives on those who follow his example. This all begs the question of where Paul got his example from. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, we find out he explains that his life was based on following Christ. My Christian life has been massively affected by the example that's been set for me by Christians that I've known. I was given the example of carefulness from Peter. Gentleness from Frank, graciousness from Victor, faithfulness from David, cheerfulness from Fred, courage from Tim, and so on. I wonder who's inspired you. I encourage you to keep actively remembering and thanking God for their example. But this works in the other direction as well, doesn't it? People are looking at you and me, whether we like it or not. We are also setting an example of what it means to follow Jesus. And we need to make sure that it's a good one. So let me ask you a question. Whose Christian example has been particularly important to you? Now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for the people who have shown us what it means to follow you. Help us to set a good example for others to follow. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for being with me today, and may God bless you.
Since 2016, the Premier Gospel Awards has celebrated the heart and soul of gospel music. Now, in 2024, powered by Compassion UK and live from London's iconic Royal Festival Hall, we're bringing you our biggest and best show yet. Join us on Saturday, September 21st, for an unforgettable night of special guests and live performances from the biggest names in the UK, USA, Africa, and more. Last year's event sold out fast, so don't wait to grab your ticket. Buy now at premiergospelawards.org.uk, the biggest ever Premier Gospel Awards. It's the culture, it's the message, it's the music.